This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm here with Carol Roberts, who is the Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction for the Plaquemines Parish School Board, which is just across from New Orleans. Could you tell us a little bit about the situation in Plaquemines Parish?
Plaquemines Parish is right across the river from New Orleans. It's a parish of 5,000 students before the storm, and we had 9 schools before the storm. Right now we have 3 left.
So I was wondering, could you tell me a little bit about what's important about your being here at the Educational Writers Association and what has been the effect of the floods on your school parish, and also what you're doing to rebuild?
Okay. Well, we're here with the Intel Help Program, the Hurricane Education Leadership Program that is coordinated by Terry Smithson of Intel. Our parish was devastated by Katrina. Before the storm, we were just into educational technology as a means to the end of great student achievement. On August 29th, 6 out of our 9 schools were destroyed by the storm surge, and then the flood afterwards, staying in between the river levee and the back levee. We opened school 34 days later with just 3 of our 9 schools remaining. It's been really an adventure. After Terry made the first phone call to our superintendent, I guess that was in October, November, and said, we want you, as you begin to rebuild, we want you to have our support, not only Intel, but the other members of the help team, in getting a plan of how you're going to recreate the technology that you already had and do it at a higher level even that you had before. We had a superintendent that was really into educational technology as a means to higher student achievement. And so I guess that's kind of why he kind of hooked up with us. We were small. We had 5,000 students before the storm. When we opened up October 17th, we had 2,100 back. I guess about two-thirds of our parish was totally washed away. My partner in education, the IT director, Lucian Cusimano, and the rest of his family really lost their homes in the storm. So every single one of our employees was affected.
What role do you see the technology playing, or at least the Intel company, helping with your situation? I mean, you've got a place where you had to basically start from zero and then build up to, you know, less than 50% of your capacity. What's your plan sort of going forward from here, and what role do you see the technology aspect in that?
We're not just into replacing what we had. I mean, we had smart boards, we had computers in the classroom, we had labs. We had that. Our superintendent was really dedicated to that and gave us some funding. As a matter of fact, our local voters have given us a mill dedicated to technology. And so we had a lot of stuff in our schools, which, of course, was washed away on October 29th. But what the help team has given us support and vision of what it should look like when we replace, when we go back. And so we've seen wireless. We know we want to go one-to-one, you know, ubiquitous computing. And we want to have, of course, smart boards again and projectors, you know, LCD projectors, and more computing everywhere in the school. Kids have a computer in their hand. Now, we have this blueprint, and we're going to work toward providing that for our teachers first and then our students. So I guess this help team has given us the vision and the help hand in hand to show us what we should be doing based on research. What they've seen is best practice all over the country, all over the world, really. I mean, we're just a tiny little parish, and so they've kind of opened up our vision. We've been with them to Atlanta and Washington, D.C. Last week we were in Houston with them. We went to San Diego for something, and so they have shown us a bigger world.
Now, how do you see teachers in that formula? Because one of the, I think, the strong points that Craig Barrett was bringing up, that it's not, you can have all the technology in the world, and we have one of the highest concentrations here of technology per student in schools here in the United States. But again, how do you teach the, keep the teachers on the edge within that matrix? How does that work?
I guess it's just continuing training, you know, continuous training. And I think that's one reason that we were so receptive is in our district, we require each teacher to have 56 hours of professional development, educational technology in the student-centered classroom before they get their network connection. And so we already have that groundwork laid.
Now, besides infrastructure situation after Katrina, obviously there are other challenges. What kind of challenges do you see to your parish that were sort of there before, but certainly have been compounded by the Katrina disaster?
Well, I guess the major thing for us as Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, is what will the schools themselves look like? How many schools? What configurations of grades would be most efficient and effective to roll out after the storm? And so we had a committee that met and talked and hashed out and argued and had hot words. And so that was our first real challenge. How many schools and reconfiguring. Other challenges have been reorganizing all our people into one elementary, one middle, and one high, whereas before we were scattered around in our own little territorial schools where we had been spread out before. So the melding of the teachers and the melding of the students, that was a challenge as well. Another big challenge was losing our tax base. We lost our sales tax base. We lost our property tax base. So that has been a major, major hurdle. The state has helped us, though. They saw us as one of the top three disaster districts, and they've helped us out so that we are on a good footing right now.
Well, it seems like in that, you know, in that unfortunate unstructuring of things, you get a chance to kind of rebuild,
right,
and certainly a more, I guess, a more streamlined kind of way as well, a chance to really look at what you have and how to best optimize it going forward.
Like for our high schools, Plaquemines Parish is long and narrow, and at the bottom end of our parish, we had three tiny high schools, one with 175 in grades 9 to 12, one with 280, and one with fewer than 100. So we've decided to put those all together so that the students will have a better course of study. So that is a good thing. That is a good thing. But still, all that, when you say it would be a good chance to start over, it still is painful. It's still very painful. So we have gotten a big education in temporary classrooms, modular classrooms, what it is to put them, you know, clear the land and put them on and decide what needs to go in them. It's been quite an experience.
Where do you see Plaquemines Parish in 5 years?
Well, in 1 year, in the fall, we expect 4,000 of our 5,000 students back. We've been getting kind of some knocks, though. Our levee in Burris, which is in the south end, just sank last week. And so that kind of gave us a little setback. But we're praying for 4,000 in the fall. In 5 years, probably close to what we were before. The north end of our parish is growing by leaps and bounds. New subdivisions. We give a really good education. Our parish has a great reputation in our region. And so I think more people will be wanting to move into our district. So probably 5,000 again in 5 years, if not more. We just lost a lot of our geography.
If people would like to, is there a place on the web where folks can sort of monitor the progress of what's going on at Plaquemines Parish?
Yes. Our website is www.ppsb, like Plaquemines Parish School Board, .org. And on there we have pictures of each of our schools and the destruction, the devastation. Right after the storm, one of our techs went down and took pictures of everything. And it's a good archiving of the bad stuff that happened.
And the good things that will come out.
And great things, I'm telling you. Just meeting Terry Smithson and having that connection to all of these people. I mean, seeing Craig today and listening to him, it was just, I just knocked loose and said, this is so exciting and stimulating to hear and to know that we've been led into just higher levels of knowledge and where we're going to go. So it is exciting. It's really exciting, Michael.
I've been speaking today with Carol Roberts, who is the Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction for Plaquemines Parish School Board. Carol, thanks for being with us on the podcast. We really appreciate you being here.
Thanks. I can't wait for you to see one of our schools.